From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Jesse McKinley and Christina Goldbaum report in the New York Times that Governor Andrew Cuomo plans this week to convene the state's Public Health and Health Planning Council to issue an emergency regulation to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes in New York. The council is a little-known regulatory body, and the health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, would call to convene the meeting and call for the ban, which would take effect immediately. At least six deaths and hundreds of hospitalizations have been attributed to flavored e-cigarettes, with 64 cases in New York. Health officials are saying they are seeing lung disease linked to vaping that causes severe shortness of breath and days of vomiting, fever, and fatigue. Cuomo said, and I quote, "Vaping is dangerous, period. No one can say long-term use of vaping where you're inhaling steam and chemicals into your lungs is healthy," end quote. The ban would not affect sales of tobacco and menthol-flavored products. Harold Wimmer, the American Lung Association president, said, and I quote, "While today's announcement was well-intentioned, it will drive our youth to use menthol-flavored products in ever greater numbers," end quote. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Peter Elopoulos reports for News 10 in Albany that a New York judge became the first to take a gun away from a citizen using the state's new red flag law. Robert King of Steventown was arrested last week for allegedly illegally possessing a pistol and firing it into a parked car in New Lebanon in Columbia County. Police say he made a comment about harming himself after his arraignment and then filed an extreme risk protection order against King. On September 4th, King's guns were temporarily seized pending a September 13th hearing. On that day, King waived the formal hearing and the Rensselaer County Supreme Court Judge Patrick McGrath took away King's pistol and seven long guns for 1 year. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. Melanie Lekasevic in Columbia Green Media surveys local officials as another politician announces yet another effort to address the lack of broadband access in rural New York. This one comes from Governor Andrew Cuomo and is called, and I quote, the Upstate Cellular Coverage Task Force, end quote. Jeff Friedman, president and executive director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, said, and I quote, it is a big problem across the county, and I know it's one everybody from Senator Gillibrand to Congressman Delgado to state and county officials have had conversations about to find ways to fill the gap in Greene County. Even in places like Main Street in Catskill, if you have Verizon, you don't have service, end quote. He added, and I quote, it's a big part of attracting people to live and open business here, end quote. Catskill's hilly terrain makes reception of all sorts of radio signals difficult, not just broadband. The Catskill Mountains also mean more towers are needed for better broadband coverage. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden crowed about one new tower going up to give one neighborhood better coverage. Groden said, and I quote, a new AT&T tower is being built in Tannersville near Twilight Park, which will pick up a lot of service in that area. That is where hiking accidents happen. We have a number of dead spots there, and sometimes not even 911 service works there, end quote. In Columbia County, Board of Supervisors Chairperson Matt Murrell said Germantown, Claremont, Valencia, and other areas lack proper broadband coverage. Murrell said, and I quote, we had a broadband committee and a task force, and even though they are not related, the public was telling them to fix the cell service while they were at it, end quote. Republicans George Amador and Jake Ashby and Democrat D.D. Barrett also lamented the lack of service, singing the same song local residents have heard for years with little improvement. Government officials can't even give away money to improve the problem. In 2010, Mid-Hudson Cable was awarded and then turned down a $3.5 million rural broadband grant from the Department of Agriculture's Rural Utility Services Program that would have addressed service in the towns of Ashland, Jewett, Lexington, Cairo, Catskill, Windham, Coxsackie, and New Baltimore in Greene County, and Austerlitz, Copeg, Claverick, Ghent, Chatham, Hillsdale, and Taconic in Columbia County. The Upstate Cellular Coverage Task Force, the latest effort, includes no local representatives. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper about a public hearing the Chatham Village Board held September 3rd on proposed updates to the village zoning code. Teasdale does not quote any of the public comments in the story, but local residents will have other chances to hear about the proposals and have their say. The Chatham Board holds a workshop on the zoning proposals September 23rd and another public hearing October 14th before the board's regular monthly meeting. The zoning proposals include a new zoning map, new and/or updated definitions, and a new use table, and can be seen on the village website at villageofchatham.com. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.